Last week, the Virginia Department of Health launched a new website allowing residents in Virginia to pre-register for the COVID-19 vaccine. This website was seen as a necessary step as there was so much confusion between localities and the state. I wanted to get some more information about this for our listeners, so I reached out to Ms. Lori Hicks from Bath Community Hospital.
I am Lori Hicks. I am the Director of Marketing and Communications at Bath Community Hospital. Thank you for the opportunity. The state has just announced a new Virginia COVID Information Center in Richmond. It's available 8 to 8. 7 days a week. The number is 1-877-829-4682. The good thing about this is anyone can pre-register in any phase. There's also a website, vaccinate.virginia.gov. All of the information, all of the lists that we have collected locally through the Bath County COVID-19 vaccination hotline, all of that information was imported into the new system over the weekend. Your registration is not lost. It's now in the hands of the state. And with this website, you can go on and check to see that you are, in fact, registered. It's available in English and Spanish, and there's a callback feature in 100 different languages, as well as a TTY service available. The community can log into this website or call and check or confirm their registration, because it's important to note that anyone who did register through our local hotline, all of the information and data was imported over the weekend, so we should be able to log in and then check to see if you're registered or pre-register at that time. And anyone in any phase can register. So let's go ahead and get everybody to call in and use this website so that when your time comes, you will be notified, however you preface to be contacted. So in other words, if you ask to be called or emailed, you'll receive ongoing updates for peace of mind, for you to know, hey, we know you're still on the list and waiting, and we'll get to you as soon as we're able.
I asked Ms. Hicks if there was any tips or anything about the website listeners should know about.
It's a very simple website. It is important to note that it is very, very case sensitive. So if you were to register with, say, Danny at capital D-A-N-N-Y, and then you went in to search lowercase D-A-N-N-Y, it isn't going to find you. So that is worth noting. That has caused some frustration. But overall, the system is very, very user-friendly.
I asked if there was any information she could share about the next vaccination clinic.
Unfortunately, the supplies for vaccination isn't there. The adverse weather did impact our delivery this week. Right now, working on second doses, primarily for our healthcare providers, our elderly, and teachers. As soon as we have the supplies, I'm sure that we'll be moving quickly to set those up.
Is there any other place you would like listeners to look for information?
I know that the Bath County COVID-19 vaccination hotline is still available. If you need assistance, they're willing to help as well. The website and Facebook is another great opportunity. I appreciate people sharing that as well. It's important that we help our neighbors who may be challenged technologically, or maybe they can't hear very well. In any case, help your neighbors. Everyone is doing their part to make sure that everyone gets registered for the vaccination.
And as we get closer to a vaccination clinic or more information, you are more than welcome to reach out to us, and we'll do everything we can to get that information out to the community.
Thank you so much.
A link to the Virginia Department of Health COVID-19 website will be posted with this story. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this has been Danny Cardwell.